Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good Monday morning, everybody. I hope you have enjoyed your weekend and you are looking forward to this fabulous week we are now entering. So a lot of people, they're not always happy with Mondays because traditionally Monday starts the work week and you're back into that old routine. Your freedom of the weekend is gone. But most of the people I know who own businesses, and that is most of the people I know, most of my friends and people that I talk to you a lot or hang out with, they all own their own business. And we have a completely different perspective on work than people who work for someone else. So when you work for somebody else, you're not pining your dream, so to say, right? You're pining somebody else's dream. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think that that is just as valuable and as necessary and honorable as owning your own business. We all need people who help us and get out there and make the whole wheel turn, if you will. But sometimes when you work for another company or somebody else, you start to feel like you're not being appreciated. You feel like it's not working out well, like you're giving more than you're receiving. And when you own your own business or you're doing things on your own, you have that power that you're in control of everything that's going on. Now, that's good and it's bad because, you know, you're the bottom line. You're the one responsible. If things are going well, great. You're always looking to make them go better. But if they're not, it's all on you. So today, before we get started with callers, and we will get started with callers, so please don't go anywhere. I just want to say, if you do have a passion, if you have a dream, I think you should follow it. It doesn't mean you have to chuck everything you're doing now and start, you know, from scratch. You can integrate your passion, your dream into your spare time now and slowly start and get to where you want to be. I believe that once everybody has owned their own business, or once someone has owned their own business that they've worked for themselves, number one, it's really difficult to go back to working for somebody else. But number two, you truly appreciate all it takes to make something happen, to make something work, just like relationships. Until you've really been in a relationship and worked on a relationship, not just kind of let it happen, but really put the work in to make it successful. Everybody thinks a relationship is, you know, you meet somebody, you fall in love, and then you just go off into the sunset, so to say. And because he's the perfect person or she's the perfect person, everything just falls into place and you live happily ever after. Well, Cinderella, it doesn't. There's a lot of work involved in relationships. And it doesn't matter how long you've been with someone. You have to keep it going. You have to keep working at it. Now, there are a lot of people out there that have affairs, and I'm not judging at all. And I always say, have an affair with your partner. Bring that vitality back into the relationship. Do the things with your partner that you would do with someone else. Keep it new. Keep it fresh. Keep it going. It's easy to find somebody new and cop out and do the new part of the relationship. There are a lot of guys out there that do that. They just like the new part of the relationship. Oh, there's a lot of women too. Don't let me be gender specific on this. They're great at starting relationships, but the follow through kind of stinks. So, in any case, my words for the day are, get in there and work it until it's working. Whether it be a career, a job, a business, or a relationship. Get in there and work it until it's working for you. And then work it more until you next level and next level and next level. This world is an amazing place. And if you're willing to put the work in, and some of the work is just sitting down and taking the time to be in silence and creating those ideas and those thoughts that will get you where you want to be. Now, I'm going to start taking callers. I have a switchboard again today, so please, when you get on the line, please let me know what your question is. I'll be doing clearings also for callers, so whatever your question is, we might do a clearing on that. I'm going to go to the first caller, and the area code for the first caller is 904. Hello, 904. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Joni. My name is Pat. Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if I could get a message from the other side from my mother, if you can connect with that.
Yeah, can I please ask your mom's name?
Catherine.
Okay, I need to ask you something. I keep hearing this name, and I don't know why, but it's either Elaine or something like Elaine. Is that name familiar to for someone here or there on the other side?
The only thing I can think of, Elaine, was a childhood friend that lived in the neighborhood. That's the only Elaine that rings a bell to me.
Okay, I am going to tell you that is probably your first confirmation to let you know your mom is here. Because that name, I just keep hearing it, and where would I even get that from, right? So congratulations, mom is on board with us. okay. And I know now why. Okay, so she says, you have been to, I'm not going to use that word. So here's your mother is quite blunt and to the point, isn't she?
Yes.
She does not mince words at all. She wants me to give you a message, and I keep telling her, could you use softer words? Could you use a better term? But the gist of the message is be more childlike. Go back to that playful time. Things aren't as heavy or serious as you are thinking they are. It doesn't matter what your current age is. You can play. As a matter of fact, you've pretty much earned the right to play. You've done everything you need to do. Just have some fun with your life. She is saying that it's time for you to, I need to ask you something, because her next statement, I know what this next statement means. Is there something that you're trying to, I don't want to use the word control, because we always look at the word control as a negative term, but is there something you're trying to figure out or work through? Because her next statement is let go and let God. Let go and let God. Now, usually that statement comes through when either we're trying to control something, or we're trying to control the outcome of something, or we're really, really struggling with something. Does that make sense to you? Do you know what that would be referring to?
Not exactly.
Okay.
The only thing I can think of that I'm struggling with is a cigarette habit.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, here's what I'm going to tell you. If it isn't in your life now, it may be coming in soon. So I want you to keep an open mind to anything coming in that you might be, anything that comment or statement would apply to. She wants you to know that you are divinely guided and protected, and that you sometimes feel like you she is talking very fast, like there is a loss, or you're lost, and or the communication is lost, like there's a loss of like you're not being, people aren't hearing you, or the communication is not clear. I'm hearing parts of her statements, like they come in and then the next one comes right on top of it. So I'm going to tell you, she wants you to speak clearly, stand your ground, and then allow whatever's going to happen. And don't worry about what other people think or feel. You're not responsible for their feelings as long as you're not being intentionally cruel. And just, again, the statement, stand your ground and move forward in a powerful way, being the you that you authentically are. I hope this statement makes sense for you, or this message makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I think it does.
Okay. And then the other thing she wants to say is absolutely positively that she loves you. And she watches over you all the time, and all of our loved ones do. And this message comes through for everybody, but she loves you, and that don't rush through things so quickly. Remember what the end game is.
Remember what?
What the end game is. So the end game is going back home. That's why I'm laughing so hard. So don't rush through things so quickly, because remember what the end game is. Take your time. Enjoy your life. Oh, I love that message. That is hilarious. That's just hilarious. So I hope this was helpful for you.
Yes, it was. Thank you. Something
you
to sit with for a while.
And you are absolutely welcome. Absolutely. It's absolutely my pleasure.
Thank you so much, Toni.
I hope you have an amazing new year, and I look forward to talking with you again in the future.
All righty. Thank you. God bless.
Okay. I'm going to go to the next caller, 336. Hello, 336. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Selena. I'm calling from San Diego, California.
Hello,
can you hear me?
All right. Let me see. 336, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. So I may be having a little
bit
of technical difficulty right now that I'm trying to figure out, but we will get there.
Can you hear me okay?
If you can hear me, please
can you hear me?
Let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to try something else here. Just give me a second,
Hello. Everybody.
One quick second. Hopefully you guys can hear me, even though if I can't hear you, it should just take one quick second here. Okay, well, that's not going to work. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a little conversation with everybody, and hopefully you can hear me. And if you can't, I apologize. Well, if you can't, I don't know, I'm apologizing. So, I'm not really sure what to do at this point. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on with me this week, which is going to be quite a phenomenal week. I will be recording another episode of Psychic Medium Tony G tomorrow, actually. I'll have a guest on. I'm going to give them a reading live. On the show, I'm going to start Skyping on my TV show. So you can Skype in to the TV show and get readings on the TV show also, which is quite exciting. I will also be doing my show this week. And let's see if this works better. I'm going to try one more thing here. Let's see. I'm going to try 336 again. 336,
hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I've been able to hear you. Have
hello,
you hear me?
336.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear
clearly
me?
Clearly something is up with the mic.
Hello, can you hear
but
me?
But it's okay. So, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to simply, instead of talking for another 13 minutes, not knowing if you guys can hear me or not, I am going to end this episode. I will be back next Monday at noon with a much better system in place. I apologize for this. I hope you guys have an absolutely wonderful week, and I look forward to next Monday at noon. Bye for now.